With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana Supreme Court candidates Kristen Juris and Dirk Sandifer debated in Missoula Thursday at a luncheon organized by the Western Montana Bar Association. In his opening remarks, Sandifer, who's a state district court judge, wanted one point made clear.
I do want you to know that we do know each other. I like her personally and I have respect for her. So this is about business. It's not about anything personal.
But what followed was a lengthy and pointed criticism of Juris's experience, or in his view, lack thereof. Sandifer says Juris's courtroom and professional background pales next to his. He noted his time as a police officer, public defender, and deputy Cascade County attorney. He also characterized Juris as an ideologue who's eager to insert her personal, political, and social beliefs into Supreme Court business, an accusation Juris denies. More on that in just a moment. First, Juris's opening remarks focused on her own qualifications for the job. She's taught law at the University of Montana for 16 years. For the past 34 years, Juris has worked as an attorney in Great Falls, focusing mostly on contract, property, employment, business creation, and tax cases. She describes it as transactional law. She acknowledges she does not have much criminal law experience under her belt.
Fortunately, we have on the court already former county attorneys, former attorney general, former assistant attorney general, former district court judge, as well as a former administrative law judge. And I genuinely believe that the expertise in criminal law is already represented on the court. And what is missing is an attorney with 34 years experience in the transactional area.
In response to a question from an attorney at the event, Juris affirmed her commitment to Montana's stream access laws, but added that she'd consider specific challenges on a case-by-case basis.
So there are still some issues that could arise, but by and large, the law is well settled, and I think it's a cry of wolf to suggest that the courts are somehow going to, in and of themselves, reverse well-settled public stream access law in Montana.
Dirk Sandifer says Juris has raised questions about stream access laws and their impacts on property rights.
That's a bias that people are concerned that will be brought to bear or at least influence decisions about how to apply the law to the facts of individual cases. I think it's a legitimate concern. I'll leave it at that.
Kristen Juris countered that a judge with a personal opinion does not automatically introduce bias into the courtroom. Sandifer questions that and suggested that Juris not only personally opposes same-sex marriage, but has publicly stated on talk radio that
there would be gaps in your language that the court may be called to fill. And then in the signal to people about your bias, you said people need to know who's going to be deciding these types of cases, with the wink and a nod that you see it a particular way.
Juris did not deny the quote, but said it's sad to suggest that a judge is disqualified from serving if he or she has traditional beliefs about marriage.
And to suggest that Christians are unable to set aside their personal beliefs when they fill the role of a judge and fairly, consistently apply the law with a deep respect for the rights of all, including those with whom they may not share the same beliefs.
Candidates for Montana's contested Supreme Court seat and for Secretary of State will face off at a public forum Monday in Seeley Lake. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.